The security space being what it is, there are a number of very, very good point products that are excellent at doing what they do. The problem with that is that they become technology islands. And if you wanted to have an actual cohesive security fabric, technology islands are not necessarily that good at communicating amongst one another. So an IPS device may spot something that's wrong, but isn't necessarily good at translating that intelligence across other security devices in the network. So the point is to have a fabric that has a cohesive intelligence communication amongst the various devices. So today what I'm going to talk about is the third generation of security and why it's more powerful than the first two generations. What are the first two generations, I hear you will ask? The first two generations being firewall, as we all know it, and the second generation being next generation firewalls or unified threat management devices. So, the fabric has to be three things: broad, powerful, and automated, and I'll get into each of those as we go along. So, the security fabric needs to have a broad reach of coverage, right? You need to be able to secure across your infrastructure, so that is from the endpoints accessing your network via either wired or wirelessly, the various network segments, your data center, all the way to public cloud. All the components within the environment must be equally visible to the security fabric in order to once again provide with cohesive intelligence. Assuming that your network gets breached, you want to be able to divide your network up by trust levels and monitor that threat as it traverses your network. It must also be powerful enough to not slow down, should slow down your environment should a threat happen, and of course it must be open to. The key to a cohesive security strategy is that we as a security vendor can not only be, I suppose, responsible for ourselves. The important part is that we're open. We all adhere to open APIs that our partners in the security space and the networking space can contribute to this fabric too. So to that point, we have a fabric-ready program that's open for all partners, right? So thanks to many of the partners listed here, many of them are live on the network with us today. Some of them are competitors, some of them are partners, and we have a complex relationship, but as many of you who have complex networks, you understand this all too well. As I said right at the beginning, slowing down a network in order to protect it is not an acceptable strategy. So you can read on the slide there that we create, in order to not slow down the network, we have a specific set of processes that we create ourselves called SBUs, the security processing units, that you can read about. Broad reach of coverage is a great strategy. But the same power must be given, or the same power must be given to protecting an endpoint, to a network segment, to your data center, and out to the public cloud. The products must also be scalable and fit for purpose. You don't, as a remote worker, I have a tiny desktop unit. As a small office, you will have an appropriate device, and these devices scale all the way up to the largest telco installations. Automation, why is automation key? Well, it reduces the time to resolve an issue. The key to an automated security strategy is that you can easily identify a threat. Once the threat is identified, what are you going to do to mitigate that threat? And once you've mitigated that threat, you've learned the lesson, what are you going to do to remediate the security environment in order to stop that threat from happening again? So, What the security fabric does, it lays the foundation for an intent-based security strategy, and the information structure that translates a business need, for example, allow Brett Bester access to the network, which then translates into changes in your infrastructure, and finally, a change in your security policy. So, the evolving network is a constant challenge to maintaining security. So, as trends in computing and networks continue to change, so the security needs to change. So, what are we going to do, and how do we realize the fabric in reality? So, let's give you a good example. So, over here, what you see is a typical enterprise deployment, where you have critical and customer-facing applications in your data center. You have remote offices. You have your campus. You have remote workers. You have certain applications that reside in the public cloud. You also have to allow access to your customers, sometimes to guests too. So a typical starting point for most of us when we're deploying a security strategy is to first put in an enterprise firewall or a segmentation firewall. So the enterprise firewall can be in any number of areas. It can be deployed in your campus. It can be deployed in your branch office. It can be deployed for your remote workers. Why a firewall is a good starting point? Well, it protects against known threats. That's the key thing. The segmentation firewall that typically resides in your data center will also segment your network into areas of trust. What that does for you is that it allows access to critical data only to the people that are actually allowed access to that data. Moving further along, you may be hosting critical applications in either a hybrid cloud or a public cloud. Fortinet allows you to virtually have a firewall, gives virtual installations in the private or public cloud infrastructure and in at the top of rack. These virtual firewalls perform the identical function that the enterprise or the internal segmentation firewall would do, obviously at a far greater scale. These firewalls will then share intelligence with the firewalls that you have on-prem, allowing you to have, once again, a unified threat intelligence. Securing known threats is only half the battle won, though. The next key thing is to secure yourself from what are called unknown threats. A firewall, both its strength and its weakness is that it does just that. It secures you against what is known to be bad and protects ourselves from ourselves, if you like. Protecting yourself against unknown threats is a lot more delicate a matter, and the products I'm talking about here would be products like sandboxes, solutions for the endpoint, solutions for denial of service attacks. How do you protect yourself against unknown threats if we don't know what they are? I hear you asking me. It's about policy. One of my colleagues loves to use an example, so I'll pinch it from him. I'm sent an email saying, "Hey, dude, open this." And in this email is an executable file called totally legit.exe. Chances are it's not totally legit.exe. So, not totally legit. So, what one would do would then open that file in a sandbox environment to see what it does. If it's a bad file, get rid of it. If it's a harmless thing, so it continues into the network. Key to this is that these advanced threat protection devices once again communicate back to the firewall in the core of your network in order to once again mitigate against unknown attacks. Once it identifies attack, issues instructions via the FortiGuard lab service in order to make that threat now known. And so the cycle continues. Your mail and your web systems have long been a favorite attack point for would-be hackers. Why? Because they're relatively easy to exploit through things like phishing mails, for example. The problem with the exploits of your web presence or indeed of your mail server is that these attacks can often be catastrophic in that it can lead to financial loss, it can lead to brand and reputational damage. Sometimes it can even lead to customer loss. So what we've created is technologies that specifically prevent attacks in these two key areas. These devices or these solutions can once again link up with our ATP devices, for example, the sandbox, in order once again to mitigate attacks, and so the cycle continues. Information is sent to the gate. This information is now known. Your network is now protected because these attacks are now known. The final area that I'm going to discuss is the area that is often overlooked in a security strategy, but is often the most vulnerable to attack, and that is the very edge of our network. And when I mean the very edge of our network, I mean the wireless access points. So often they are vulnerable to attack. What we've created is a secure access architecture, and what that means is our APs at the very edge of the network via the switches will communicate with the FortiGate, the firewall, the enterprise firewall at the very core. And those firewall rules, those security rules that exist on the firewall are translated to the access point. So the fact is, the access point contains the security that you have in the core of the network and prevents attacks from happening at the very edge. And I can't believe it's been 20 minutes already, and that is my story. So thank you very much for your time and attention. I do appreciate it. One last thing, if you do have any questions, I know we're going to take a break for lunch. Please do come visit us at our stand. I will have engineers with me, so if you do have questions, they'll be able to give you probably a lot more lucid an answer than I will. The man rubbing his beard there nervously, his name is William. He'll be happy to answer any questions that you do have. Thank you again.